And we're talking with Joanne Hughes from the Renaissance Shop. And there's got to be some really new stuff there this weekend.
Well, one thing I'll mention, you know, I've been mentioning the last couple of weeks, we have a couple of large rolls of cream, beautiful carpeting.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, we'll give you a goodbye if you come back. Well, you know, when we have, I mean, it's we're ladies there, and it's really tough to unroll a large roll of carpeting. And have space to do it, which we don't have space.
Right.
Anyway, we found out it was not, it is used, it's beautiful, but if you unroll it all the way, there it has been used before, and it does need cleaning in an area. So two large, well, one large roll, I think it's 12, a lot of carpeting, beautiful, $25 just for somebody to, if, you know, and that would pay for the cleaning of it.
Well,
it would be a good deal if anyone wants to come in and take a look at it.
Sounds like a good deal to me. Well, there you go.
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, it would be worth it, someone, if they need carpeting, because it would go with anything. It's a nice, really beautiful, very, very thick with the padding and everything. But anyway, it's a good deal if you can use it. So come in and take a look at it and ask Barbara about it. It's in the shop, and we're almost ready to open the shop. They finished all the painting and everything. So now we just have to finish a few things, and we'll be open again.
Great.
And also, I have a piano to give away, if someone would like to take that away. People are not, you know, unless you have someone that, if you have room for it, and someone wants to play the piano, or children taking a lesson, you know, it just is not selling, so it's free if anybody would like it.
Yeah, they are hard to get rid of, unfortunately.
Yeah, they are. Well, and I think even some of the professionals are using the smaller little, you know, the ones that are very handy to move around.
Yeah.
Right now, you can get some good music without having a huge piano. But anyway, people still like pianos. So if anyone is interested, you know, give us a call or come by and take a look at it.
Oh, I'm sure someone will. I'm sure someone will.
Yeah. And because, boy, do we need the room.
Yeah, yeah.
You're coming in tomorrow. But we just got a very, very large, I think it's about 4 or 5 pieces of a dark gray, sort of a tweed sectional sofa. And that looks great. And if you have a very large room and you need a lot of seating, that's for you. It's really great. And it's, you know, it's a very, such a neutral color, nice dark gray. Very nice. And we also have a really beautiful light beige camelback sofa, which looks new. And again, I have to repeat that, you know, we're not a new furniture store. This is used furniture, but it's all in exceptional condition. You know, sometimes many times it comes from vacation houses here on the lake that have not been used very much. And I mentioned before, when we had a ski house, we never used the table because she always either went out or ordered out.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think I ever cooked there, really. You know, you come back from skiing, you don't feel like cooking. So anyway, the furniture, you know, that we get is really in excellent condition. And we have some nice easy chairs, recliners that would go with it. And I think we're getting some more in tomorrow, some more furniture, a couple of sofas and chairs. And I'm not sure exactly what we're getting, but so come by and take a look at it. And, you know, sometimes I'll mention something, or if it comes in and it barely gets out on the floor and it's gone again. So if you know, if you come in, just stop by. If you're going to the laundromat or you have a dentist appointment or you're in town, just stop by for a minute and see what we have. You know, our week is shorter now because we're still, you know, in the wintertime, we're open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday now. And I'm not sure when we'll go back to the regular hours, but for the time being, so you can just check. But if you're in town, come by and just take a look. And we have something it's a little stove. We normally don't take them, but I thought it was like a, you know, a Vermont casting, a wood stove. It's what it looks like, but it's electric. So
really? Wow.
You just plug it in.
There you go.
Of a little stove. And we do have a huge selection of small appliances, and many of them are even great for gift ideas, you know, things that, you know, you wouldn't really think of trying, you know, a lot of things that people get things for gifts and they never do get around to trying it. So, and we get it. So we have furniture coming in. And also because of the moving costs are so high, and that takes away from our profits that we make. If you're able to bring things in, that really helps us too. But the thing is, you can text over pictures or, give Barbara a call at the shop regarding donation. And sometimes, I mean, certainly when we get a whole house full, you know, that's not possible. But sometimes you just might have, you know, smaller items or small furniture or even a chair that you could drop off. And that saves us some money, and it'll, you know, means more money going to the Visiting Nurse Association.
That's right.
So it's always coming in, and we have a lot of great things. And it's a good place to come by to buy a gift, you know, because you find unusual things. It is so hard. I hate shopping now. I hate shopping for gifts, especially because, you know, you never really know what someone likes, even with the children and the grandchildren. Well, they get to an age where they want to buy their own. So cash is always good. But, you know, if they have their cash, you know, come by and they'll find some, you know, really great items.
Well, a dollar goes very far at the Renaissance
and
shop.
And you know, for young people that are starting out, my gosh, they can really furnish a house or an apartment for a fraction of the cost with really good quality furniture.
Mm-hmm, I'll say so.
Because, you know, we talked about the pressed wood furniture, which, you know, really, it's not going to last because you're going to be so frustrated with the drawers. That's a big thing with me. I like drawers that will actually work.
Yeah.
Well. And, you know, so we get such beautiful furniture, and I'm anxious to open the shop again because we have some beautiful antiques in there that never made it out. So.
Well, that's all coming in the future.
Oh, yeah. So, like I said, in the next week or so, hopefully we'll be back, you know, having both the barn and the shop. And things continue to come in, and sometimes we never know until it shows up. And sometimes it's gone before, you know, it comes in and goes out so quickly.
Yeah.
But just practical things, you know, if you need, a new coffee pot or new wine glasses. Now, we always have a great buying wine glasses, like $2 a piece for really good quality glass. And you don't have to buy the plastic ones.
No, not at all.
It won't kill you if you break one of them, you know.
That's true. You won't miss it. Yeah.
And we have great things for the pets. We have, also we have the carriers, which are great. We have all sorts of things, and pet dishes and all that. And harnesses. And we also got a number of boxes of, snowshoes.
Really?
They must have come from the manufacturer, but I think we got about 6 pair. And I know that, I don't think they all came from the same, I mean, I don't think they came from a family. I think they came from a store, and they're still in the box. So if you feel like going out walking in the deep snow, and we do have some deep snow here.
Yes, we do.
Our snowshoes.
Joanne, the Renaissance shop is open.
It's actually Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 3 days a week.
3 days a week, yes.
When we get back to normal, we'll be open Tuesday, Thursday. I'm sorry.
4 days.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 5 days a week.
Well,
but
good.
It's continuing to come in, and it's come in and find something great.
Well, yes, and I'm sure there'll be even more great things to talk about next week.
Okay, John, and you have a good week.